cliffcentral.com.
Please note that the views expressed and the advice provided in this show are for general advice and entertainment purposes only. Nothing stated should be treated as a substitute for your own independent legal advice based on your own specific facts and objectives. Therefore, the presenter and CliffCentral.com accept no liability of any nature whatsoever, either expressed or implied.
Law, like you've never heard it before. The Laws of Life. With Gary Hertzberg on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Gary Hertzberg, and this is the Laws of Life on CliffCentral.com. Lionel is away today, but in studio we have researcher Benji Scheinberg. Welcome, Benj.
Thank you, Gary. Good afternoon, everybody.
On controls, Palese Intlelipalesa. Does that make sense? Yeah, not bad. Eh? The beautiful flower. I mean, she is. Thank you for being on controls today. Cool. Today we have a two-part show. First up and in studio, we have two fabulous women who will tell you all about the fastest growing African women's movement for professionals. And it's all here in our country, South Africa. As we know, if you want to get places, you have to network. And with the right people and this vibrant group of African women, you have a place where you will feel welcome and empowered. We're going to introduce you to our guests in a moment. Our second segment later is about a 21-year-old hairdresser who signed a restraint of trade agreement saying that if he left the salon where he was working, he would be barred from working within a geographical radius of that salon. Now, restraints of trade, as we all know, are very common today and are often seriously damaging all of us that sign them, and it sometimes bars you from doing the only job you know. So you've got to hear how the court decided this case. The law is so absorbing on this one, you're going to enjoy it. Our email address, law@cliffcentral.com, and our Facebook page, The Laws of Life with Gary Hertzberg. Twitter handle, which Lionel always gives, is @HertzLaw, HERTZLAW. Let's talk to our wonderful guest today, Benja. You haven't met Rafilwe before, have you?
No, first time, but it's a great pleasure to meet these wonderful ladies. And you can feel that we're really in the presence of something great here.
Okay, well, they're probably going to be a bit embarrassed to tell you about their qualifications, so I'm going to take it upon myself to tell you about them. First up, we have Rafilwe Matenche. She's the founder of African Women's Movement. She's a CASA chartered accountant. She's a senior lecturer at UNISA's tax department. And she also does tax consultancy for a variety of businesses and industry generally. She holds a Bachelor of Accounting degree from the University of Wits, where she became a Golden Key Society member. And you did your articles at Ernst & Young, which is quite something. And you currently serve on the Free State Tourism Board's Audit and Risk Committee. She's currently in her second year of an MCOM, Masters in Commerce, degree in taxation at University of Pretoria. Very warm welcome to you. You come with great titles, as they say, titles in Afrikaans.
Oh, thank you so much, Gary. Thanks for having me. And you're embarrassing me.
Let's introduce our second marvelous guest. It's Simpiwe Mahlaba, executive member of African Women's Movement. She's also the managing director of a company that I'm sure you've all heard of. It's Maponya 911 Rescue. You've seen their ambulances all over the country. It's a black-owned and managed emergency medical service company. Right now, it comprises, I think, over 200 employees and 21 branches nationwide. Marvelous. Simpiwe holds a Bachelor of Commerce, BCom, from the University of Pretoria. She obtained a second BCom degree. One's not enough for her. She needed two. In business management from UNISA. And now she's busy in her final year and her third degree of BCom Law, also with UNISA. You're going to be a lawyer soon as well for your troubles.
Not really a lawyer, but I think the reason why I studied BCom Law was, I mean, as the managing director of Maponya 911, we had a lot of legal cases, you know, contracts. So I think the reason that made me study BCom Law was just so that when I was reading the contract, I could give an input and I knew exactly what was going on. So just to diversify a bit and just to make me a better leader, I guess.
Okay, Rafilwe Matenche, you're a girl from Everton.
Yes, I am.
I mean, did you ever believe that a little girl from Everton would become this high-powered woman who's now...
Well, to be quite honest, growing up, I didn't even know what a CA was, never even heard of one. Yeah. So for me to be here and interacting with the likes of Simpiwe and the gang from AWM.
She's a blue-blooded girl, isn't she?
She
comes from a long line of... I mean, do you want to tell us who your family is as well?
Oh,
sorry. I'm moving from one to the other. Simpiwe, tell us a bit about your family.
Oh, geez. Where do I start?
Yeah.
I come from quite a, I don't know, how do I describe my family background? So my father and mentor is Mr. Thomas Maponya. Mm-hmm. So from the, he's one of the Maponya family members.
Yes.
And, but he grew up in Limpopo in Tzaneen, comes from very, very humble beginnings. So I think... Yeah, I was raised by him. He's not my biological father, but I was raised by him. My biological mom passed on. So when that happened, I was raised by him being my uncle and my aunt.
Yeah.
So I think, that's...
Who's the famous Richard Maponya? Is that family as well?
The Maponya family line is quite big. Oh. So it's from my understanding from Mr. Maponya is that he is a relative... I'm not quite sure of the exact family line, but it is within the line. So when the Maponyas have their family reunions, I know that usually he attends on behalf of the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rafilwe, so you say you came from Everton, you didn't know what a CA was.
No.
Were you good at arithmetic at school and maths? When did you decide this is for me?
Let me tell you a funny story. In university, in my first year, I actually studied a BSc. So, my focus was in the sciences in high school. Mm. So I did the whole science, biology, and maths bit, right? And so when I went to varsity, I just took accounting as an extra subject because all the cool kids were in accounting, to be honest. I know it sounds silly, but that's the
truth. It's a good enough reason to
do. Yeah. And then I fell in love with it, surprisingly enough. And then in my second year, I just changed my degree to accounting.
Yeah.
So, and that's when I started learning more about that field and started being fascinating.
The motto of your wonderful movement is something that I've picked up on. It says, I'm the change I'd like to see.
Yes.
Love that.
Yes.
Yeah. You do want to make a difference. So what you've gone and done is you've got a group together.
Yes.
Of serious professionals. Give us an idea of how many lawyers, how many accountants, how many whatevers. What have you got?
We've got over 62 CAs, about two actuaries, which is very good considering there aren't a lot of them. And then we've got over 40 entrepreneurs, 25 lawyers or so, and 25 engineers and about 40 lawyers. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so now the group really, what is it? What is this? Is it a networking group? Is it to lean on one another, to help one another get business, to meet one another's contacts? What is this all about?
So initially, it was just to create a central depository where we can just tell each other about opportunities that are around, right?
Yeah.
Also to buy amongst each other, so to create our own economy. And just to network and share tips on, success tips on because most of the women in our group are very success driven. And so we just wanted to create a platform, just almost like a one stop shop of successful driven professionals.
Yeah. Females only.
Females only. Mm. Yes.
I think just to add on to what Rufulo said.
Yes.
I think for me, what I found to be one of the biggest benefits is that you find we're women, but we are a group of young women, So there's so many, most of the time we'll be looking for mentors and most of them are not available. So it's so nice to have a group of women who are driven, who have a wealth of knowledge in their different industries where you can call up a sister anytime and say, I'm facing an issue, for instance, of a restraint of trade. Mm. How did you deal with it when you faced it in your organization? So I think that's a very nice issue as well that, we have like peer-to-peer mentoring, you know, which is something you don't find often, So I think for me, that's been one of the biggest benefits as well.
Yeah.
So now there's a big launch coming up. When is that?
It's on the 6th of March. So it's on a Monday evening from 6 to 8. And it's going to be at the Maslow Hotel. They were kind enough to give us the venue. Yeah, to sponsor the venue.
That's very nice. Great venue. Yeah. Maslow Hotel, beautiful.
Maslow Hotel.
How many people are you expecting?
We're expecting about 300 professionals.
Wow. Women only.
Women only.
We excluded
this.
Women
only. Unfortunately not. We can't attend, eh? Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, yeah. And we've got three main speakers. One is Dr. Nobuhle Judy Dlamini, and she is the chair of Mbekani Investment Holdings Limited and Aspen Pharmacare Limited. We also have Advocate Nomvula Pinky Mokgatla, who's the Deputy National Director of Public Prosecutions, as well as the Minister of International Relations, Maite Nkwane Mashabane, in our presence. So we're very excited to have them all.
Good array of speakers. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, how do I become, not me, but how does one, if you're a female professional, how do you become a member?
You can go to our website and register as a member. And our website is www.awmovement.org. And then once you register, we'll contact you. And then we've got a WhatsApp group that has over 200 people in it. But there's very specific rules about what people can post in there to avoid.
Yeah, you can go crazy otherwise.
Otherwise it can go crazy.
Yeah, every time a message goes out, 100 people say cool and you're answering that.
Absolutely, yeah. So we have rules that bar people from doing that or saying hi to every new person and things like that. So it's strictly business focused.
Very professional.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question about women. They say that, I don't know if you know this, I read somewhere that only or less than 4 or 5% of CEO positions on the JSE listed companies are women only. It's 4 or 5% CEOs. That's got to change, women
Absolutely.
Generally. And you're going to enjoy this one. According to PwC, researchers found that companies with the highest percentage of women on boards also tend to outperform those with lower percentages of women on boards. So it means that having a woman on board, on the board, is a very good thing.
It's good for business.
Yeah. Explain why.
Well, women offer a different perspective. You know, if I've read a similar study from a study that was done by McKinsey last year. It was released in August, and they were saying that companies with a lot of women in their executive and board tend to have earnings after tax of over 20% higher, 20% higher margin than those who don't, which simply shows you that when we take advantage of both. Talents from males and females. I mean, males offer a different perspective, and
Definitely.
So do women. But a lot of the times, it's very much, corporate is very much male-dominated. Mm. So, you know, you're only taking advantage of only half of the talent. But if you include the woman perspective, then we actually have achieve far greater than we are right now.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you, Simpiwe, believe that women are more emotionally intelligent than men?
It's quite a tricky one. I do think so, because obviously we're more in touch with our emotions. But I'll just touch on my style of leadership. I think one of the things that have differentiated me, I think, from the previous male leaders is that I make my employees, I'm very compassionate. Mm. So I'm a manager, but I'm a very compassionate manager. And if employees know that you care about their best interest and you care about them, in return, they will give you their all, you know. So I think having a woman, you bring in the compassionate side, you bring in the participative side, you know. And I think for me, what's made me, I'll just touch on my personal journey. I think as a woman, what's made me a successful leader is the interpersonal skills, you know, and that just being a compassionate leader, you know, I think it goes a long way. So definitely there is a space for women in these corporates and in these boardrooms.
Well, clearly,
in a different dynamic.
Yeah, apparently, since you've been the managing director of Maponya 911, you've increase the company, the revenue and the staff and everything that goes with it. So you've obviously done a nice job. I read somewhere about a year or two ago, I don't know if you even know the incident, there was some snake that got into one of your ambulances.
Yes.
Apparently it was bigger than the tires and it was a serious problem.
Yeah, that was in Palabura. Yeah.
That's where snakes hang out. Yeah.
That's where snakes hang out, yeah.
Or so, in Parliament, though, it depends.
So, it happens a lot, actually. So, that was in Palabura. It was identified by one of our crews, Mr. Yaku, and he's very passionate about
wildlife.
And so, you know, I think that's very different, but I think it shows that we are a different organization, you know. Mm. I mean, we could have just been leave it, or, you know, but I think the way that we reacted to it, the way that Yaku reacted to it, I think I have a group of compassionate staff as well and passionate crews just about saving lives and creatures as well, animals as well. Yeah.
Maponya ambulances are comfortable for all, even snakes.
Yes.
another question I want to throw out, and being women, I want to get your view on this. Do you think it's time for a woman president? there's this hesitation here. Lionel's just walked in. Welcome, Lionel.
Oh, yeah, I just walked in. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Lionel.
No, we're not going to change the subject. Do you guys think we are ready as a country to have a female leadership? I mean, you just did a very good intro in terms of how performance tends to go up in terms of companies which are listed and led by women. So do you think...
I definitely do think we are ready for one. And I mean, when I look at the candidates that are standing up as the woman presidents, I mean, it's women that you inspire yourselves, women that we are inspired by, you know. So I think we have the caliber of women that can lead, you know, and that can change things for us in the country. So definitely so.
Yeah. So to add on to that, I definitely think we are ready for a woman president. However, that being said, what I've found with women, which is something that at AWM we're trying to change, women are just, they tend to be scared to lead. Or even when they've got the qualification, they've got the experience, but they tend to be less risk averse than their male counterparts. But ability is not a thing. The ability is definitely there. It's just the chutzpah, the confidence to actually believe in themselves and say, yes, I've got this. Yeah. I've got this. So in terms of
I do think we have confident candidates, though. The candidates that could inspire the younger generation to be more confident, to be more courageous and brave in their leadership positions, you know. I do think we have the caliber of women that could potentially take this country to another level.
Who do you think, in your opinion, could lead South Africa to the next level without any interference or coming across as somebody who's actually just being used as a puppet?
Oh, I've got a person.
Yeah.
Lindy, where... who was in the DA?
Mazibuko.
Yeah. Olindiwe Mazibuko, she had great potential. Okay. I was actually disappointed that she disappeared right at the peak of her career. But, I mean, she had to go to school and all. But Olindiwe, yes.
Apart from Lindiwe...
Yeah, sorry, what's happened to Lindiwe? Is she overseas right now?
Yeah, she had gone to Harvard.
Okay.
To further her studies.
What about one of the girls from... Your movement may make it one day. Maybe yourself, Rafiwa.
Simpiwe like, for president.
Yeah.
would
you like to be in politics? I mean, it's very dirty, the game of politics.
I'm actually very involved in politics.
Okay.
So I don't think I would want to be a leader in politics, but definitely I'd like to contribute. So I contribute in politics through my service, advisory and giving of my time. But I don't think I would like to be in politics fully.
Well, you've got a big business to run.
I do. I think I'd rather focus on the business. On the business side of things, you know. Yeah. I love politics. I love serving my country. I love helping people. I love making a change in the smaller ways that I can. But personally, no.
How do you balance a very business, very busy business day with you're a mom as well and a wife? You've got... Two little ones? Or
I've got one little girl.
I mean, how do you cope with this? And Rafilba, you also a mommy.
Yes, I am.
Tough for you guys. So I've spoken to you on the phone occasionally. I have the little guy crying.
in the background crying.
For me, I'd say I've got a very supportive family. So the support of my family has been my pillar throughout this journey. And further to that, my husband is also as ambitious, as driven. He made me as a driven woman. He made me as an ambitious woman. So he knows that, that's not going to change. We've got dreams together. We share visions together. So having a supportive husband, I think it's gone a very long way. Yeah. But I'm very strict with my time. Like on weekends, it's strictly family time. So during the week, I'm working. So, yeah, I think...
There are no snakes on weekends for you.
No snakes, no.
Okay, so let's quickly talk again about the launch. We're talking about the 6th of March.
Yes.
And, I mean, if there are women out there listening to this and they want to become members, can they quickly join up and can they get invited or is it too late? Or?
No. It's not too late at all. So for any woman professional listening out there, and when I say professional, I don't necessarily mean you degreed or anything like that. It's just you are a professional in whatever business or whatever job or whatever. You are very good at what you do and you're serious about what you do. That's what we mean. So if you'd like to attend, please RSVP to events@awmovement.org.
Cool. You've also got some great events. You've got a book club and you've got breakfast and you've got all kinds of things.
Yes, we do. And it's all posted on our
social media
as well as our website. Yeah. So we've got a book club where all our book lovers, they meet. And the idea is that they just come up with a topic. It's a generic topic. And then you just choose any book you want. And you come and share it. You're given a 2-minute platform at the event to share what your book is about. And the idea is to encourage people to talk, to boost the self-confidence and public speaking type of thing. So we try to incorporate those little learning opportunities in our events. And then we also have a frank talk where three women are given a topic and they trained in advance. Just like that, we've stolen a bit some of the elements from TED Talks, actually. And then we've got a guest speaker that we invite that does the opening. The last guest speaker we had was Dr. Eugene Watson, who's
the Road Accident Fund.
He's
got a tough position there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so if anyone wants to feel part of an elite group of African women, this is the place for you. Am I right?
That's
where they must go. And you will feel welcome, yes, and empowered.
Definitely.
That's what your motto is.
Yeah.
So well done for setting this up. It's a very good thing. It's a
Thank
way
you.
Of networking
Thank
and meeting
you.
Really powerful women. And who knows where this gets to.
Mm. Yeah.
Someone from this is going to become someone famous, or many of you.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. The idea is for a lot of us. Because we say we want influential people amongst us and those amongst us to become influential people.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Your lines, unfortunately, you are excluded. Being a male, yes.
Oh, but can I just contribute two books?
Yes.
Peace from Broken Pieces. That's a must read for most of the women.
Okay.
What I Know by Oprah Winfrey. That's another book that you can actually read.
Definitely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's a good one. Absolutely. Okay, we've been talking to Rafilwe Matentia. She's the founder of this movement, African Women's Movement, AWM.co.za, or what's it again?
AWmovement.org.
Okay.
Yes.
You got it right. And then also to Simpiwe Matslaba. She's the also one of the execs, and she's the managing director of Maponya 911. Marvelous. Well done to you both. Thanks for coming in. I hope you enjoyed it in the rain getting here from the other side of town.
Thank you so much for having us, Gary.
Thank you very much, yeah.
Appreciate it. And we hope to see you. And we want to bring you back and you'll let us know in some time in the future how your movement's doing.
Yes,
by
we'd
then
love
you probably have
back.
Thousands of women.
We'd love to come back.
It's a great
back.
Project, this. Yeah. Strength in numbers. Terrific. Well done, ladies. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Gary.
See to you again.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
When we come back, we're going to be talking to the 21-year-old hairdresser whose ex-employer wanted to stop him from earning a living, and he's here with his attorney. You've got to listen to this one. We'll be right back. CliffCentral.com.